The time is 15:30 UTC. This is the Audio Wiki News Brief for Tuesday, September 16th, 2008. I'm Kevin Fields, and here's today's current stories. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai today signed a power-sharing deal in the country's capital of Harare. Speaking to crowds of people celebrating the deal, Tsvangirai said that the unity government would let businesses flourish so that the people could work together and provide for their families with pride. He also said that he signed the agreement because he believed it represented the best opportunity for Zimbabweans to build peaceful and prosperous democratic lives. Mugabe also spoke after the deal, asking for everybody to be allies. He wants the people to be committed so that the world can see that they will follow through with their promises. Despite the agreement, there was some tension at the protest, with supporters of the two parties throwing stones at each other. The deal means that Tsvangirai is now the Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, acting as the head of the Council of Ministries. Mugabe will remain as President of Zimbabwe, meaning that he is still chair of the cabinet. The cabinet contains 16 seats from Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change, while Mugabe's ZANU-PF has 15 seats. The MDZ also controls the police force, while ZANU-PF will control the armed forces. Major American investment banker Lehman Brothers has filed paperwork for bankruptcy. This would be the largest collapse of an investment firm in the United States in 18 years. Lehman attempted to find a buyer over the weekend, but it was met with no success. The last remaining bidder, Barclays PLC Bank, pulled out Sunday afternoon. Based in the United Kingdom, Barclays had become the sole bidder after a consortium of banks led by Bank of America pulled out early Sunday morning, citing that it would need government support before considering a bid. The support would consist of backing bad debts owed by Lehman. Barclays cited a similar reason for withdrawing its bid. As of Monday morning, no buyer had come through to take control of the firm, and as a result, the firm filed for bankruptcy protection. The main sticking point for potential buyers appears to be the unwillingness of the U.S. government to provide financial support. United States Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson has repeatedly said that no government money would be given to Lehman or used in any takeover of the firm. Government money was used in the takeover of Bear Stearns by JPMorgan Chase Bank in March of this year. Bear Stearns suffered similar problems as Lehman. Paulson, along with other government officials, proposed that a solution that Lehman would get split into two separate entities. However, this proposal has been discarded by many of Wall Street's banks. Members of the G8 have reportedly been kept abreast of the situation by the U.S. government. The firm, which has over 25,000 employees, has suffered bad results due to the subprime mortgage crisis. The International Monetary Fund and the European Union approved aid packages to help Georgia recover from its conflict with Russia, which occurred in early August. The IMF approved a $750 million loan, which will allow Georgia to rebuild its currency reserves. The European Union also approved an aid package of 500 million euros, totaling in aid by the year 2010, which is expected to help internally displaced people and economic recovery in form of new infrastructure. Only 100 million euros of that aid package will be given to Georgia this year. The loans are aimed to restore confidence in Georgia's economy and send a signal to the international investors that Georgia's economy is sound. Georgia has requested $2 billion in international aid to help it recover from the conflict. So far, the United States has pledged $1 billion in aid. Further assistance and loans to Georgia are expected from other organizations. Georgia has requested $2 billion in international aid to help it recover from the conflict. So far, the United States has pledged $1 billion in aid. Further assistance and loans to Georgia are expected from other organizations. Deputy Managing Director and Acting Chairman of the IMF, Takatoshi Kato, has noted that Georgia is expected to receive financial assistance from multilateral and bilateral donors and creditors in support of the reconstruction effort. And it's expected that an international donors conference will take place next month to solicit more aid for the country. Georgia's government expects that growth will be more than cut in half as a result of the conflict. Last year, Georgia's gross domestic product was 12.4%, and it's predicted by the IMF that its growth will be less than 4% for this year. This has been an Audio Wiki News Brief and is freely available for copy under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license at http://www.creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.5. Catch the latest breaking news at wikinews@en.wikinews.org.